I appreciate the service thus far, and I desire you in prayers more than I feel like I ever have. Woke up with this on my heart this morning. It's an old song that we used to sing, and we all know the story. We've heard it said before. It's called "I've Been Waiting." It's written in 1940. Said it was written by a lady called Granny Solomon. At the time, she was, I guess it says, the oldest woman on earth. Over 100 years old. And you speak of times that we've seen. You had quite a few more years of that. You know, this woman's seen quite a bit. But they said at her deathbed is where, I'm going to say this, probably the greatest testimony that she had. It came. She spoke to a group of them there, and one of them wrote these words down. But she said it. She testified it. She said, "Many years I've traveled on this weary road, watched the fleeting changes, tried to share some load. Now my work is finished. My steps are getting slow." She says, "I've been waiting, Lord, to go." She says, "Feel a little weary. Sight of getting dim. But I have my Savior. I can trust in Him. Many friends are yonder by the river's flow. I've been waiting, Lord, to go." Then she said, "Come a little closer, Snow White Angel Band. While I cross that river to that better land, open wide the portals, play a little slow. I've been waiting, Lord, to go." As I was sitting there thinking what Lord is, I feel like, give to me this morning that came. It may not even make no sense about it, but thinking about and the nation, just like you said, is seems like it's in a turmoil and needs prayer. And I guess what Sister Susan was saying is somewhat, I guess, along the thought, is it ain't that help ain't there. It just ain't being accepted. Jeremiah, this scripture, this verse, it said, "Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician?" Now, them's questions. And it says, "Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered?" We've got help. There was a natural balm in Gilead that had medical, municipal purposes in it. And it still may be there, I don't know. But I know this, the balm that He has for my healing is still here today. And it comes in the form of the Holy Spirit through the blood of Jesus Christ. And there is a physician to heal our wounds. But yet there's a lot of people that's still walking around wounded. And there's a physician there to help. Jairus had a daughter that was 12 years old that was laying on the brink of death. She was sick. It didn't say how long she was sick, but it took him a while to figure out, I think I'll go find the right physician. Because I'm sure that he had some folks come in and try to help. And I'm going to tell you, people that's looking for help today, they're looking for it everywhere else except in Jesus, the physician. You might say, I don't want nobody to think I'm angry because I ain't. It hurts. It hurts that we just see people day in and day out. And I ain't just talking about the worldly people. We still got a bunch of wounded Christian folks that is living in the wounded area. That they don't have to. Yes, my heart gets broke sometimes. And yes, my feeling got hurt sometimes. And sometimes I've wallowed around in it. I just be honest with you. But I finally come to a conclusion of this. What good am I going to be able to do if I stay in the wounded condition? I've had to take the balm and let the Spirit speak and heal me. And it's still in a healing process. But a lot of times we just want to throw our hands up in the air and just like Sister Susan said, to say, what's the use? When we know that the man in charge, he's still in charge. He was from the beginning. If he created this, I think he knows how to take care of it. And I ain't talking just about the world. I'm speaking even about myself. They sang a song, He's All I Need. When I need, I ain't got nobody else. I've been surrounded by love. I'm going to tell you, in my whole life, you say, well, how can you be wounded when you're surrounded by love like you was and like I am today? There's a lot of things out there as far as what people's going through that I've not experienced because of the love. Now, it don't make me better than them. It should make me want to pray for them just a little bit harder and realize that there's dying souls that's going to hell. Every day, I'm going to tell you, you can go up in the graveyard and you can find every age you want to, from our age to lower to above. And death is going to come one day to each and every one of us. Somehow it's going to come. But we don't have to stay wounded till it gets there. When we got up this morning, was we trying to figure out what kind of service we was going to have? Did we try to figure out what I can put into it? I'm going to tell you, I walked away from services many times thinking that is the driest service I've ever been in my life. And then I've had to start looking because I let my wounds keep me in an area to where I was no benefit at that time. If I was where I should have been a lot of times, that service might have turned out just a little bit different. But Jeremiah's looking at a group of people that's supposed to be God's people. They was chosen by God, and they have found other ways to live and to go along with. And we get on them real heavy. We say, I just can't see how that they could do that. Why don't they just listen to the message that Jeremiah was giving them? Well, I'm going to tell you the same message is going out today. They still a healing that can happen to this place and in my heart, to men's hearts, that the physician can take care of if we go to him. We've got specialists these days of physicians. If you got a heart problem, you don't go to a foot doctor. If you got other ailments, you don't just go to this one or that. When you go to that specialist, well, I'm glad we got a physician that has specialized in everything in life. From the physical aspect to the spirituality of each and every individual. Are they not a physician? Then why is the health of my daughter not recovered. It ain't up to nobody else. To me, inside of me, it ain't up to everybody else. It's up to me to let the healing happen. And you know, sometimes we can get adjusted to the feeling that we're in. Even in this natural aspect of speaking, I finally reached the time and age to where they had to give me one of these little blood pressure pills, Jeff, to kind of help adjust a little bit. Well, I run out for there for a while, and I didn't even go get them filled back up, tell myself, I think I'll be all right. Think I'll be all right. Run a long time, be honest with you about it. So then when I went back, they put me back on it. Didn't do no good. So they had to give me this specially combined medicine. And all of a sudden, all my strength was going, and it was going low. And I went up there even to Daddy. I said, I'll tell you, I said, I'm going to quit taking that. I said, because it's making me not have energy. He said, no, what it is, your body was used to not having it. He said, you just give it time. He said, and it'll work. After a period of time, I got adjusted to the medicine that the physician gave to me. And sometimes we can get so complacent in our spiritual life that we think it's okay. We can get in such a routine sometimes that we just think it's okay. But it ain't. The physician is still trying to tell us what to take to heal his spiritual man. There's a bomb in Gilead. But we got the spirit today. And it's still alive. It's still wanting to be used. It's still wanting to heal. It's still wanting to save. And because of our wounds sometimes, I'll be honest, I have been a hindrance to the other people. Because I've just carried my wound around with me. And I'm just going to tell you this. We sang a song. I guess what the song was the other night that Susan and them sang that Elvis wrote about being on the battlefield when it says, I've been wounded sometimes in the battle. When I heard that, this is what started coming to me. We've all been wounded in this life. Naturally, spiritually, emotionally. But I'm going to tell you this. God ain't never found a stopping place for us. Man asked Thurman Hightower one time, a few years before he passed away, he said, you still preaching? He said, well, when I can. That fellow looked at him and said, well, I retired. And Thurman said, well, I didn't find no retirement plan in this until they laid me in the ground. He didn't save us to quit. He didn't save us to stay down. He didn't save us to struggle amongst each other. He saved us as his people. He saved us as our families, as brethren and sisters. And each day that we live, I believe that he just wants us to do just better and better in the Spirit and in his Word. And I believe if we do that this natural life will get better anyway. You might say, I don't know about that. I know it does. Because I've been on both sides of the fence, I'm going to tell you. I ain't always been where I needed to be. May not even be exactly where I need to be now. But I'm going to tell you, I know what the difference is. That when the Spirit is cut off from you, than what I've got now. And I'm like you, I bet you can tell me it wasn't fun being there. But what brought you back, you asked. The balm. That soothing ointment that comes and heals. Used to, as soon as you just happen to get yourself skin up, mom and daddy takes to put the salve on it. Put the salve on it. Well, you know what, Jeff? I didn't question them. I didn't know exactly what it was for. I was just trusting that they knowed what they was doing. And that's what God is expecting us today to do, is just believe and trust that he knows what he's doing. I've told him a few times about what to do. I don't know if you ever thought that you thought something other God ain't never thought of. But I have. I have. I know I've said it before, and I'll probably say it again. I've I told him, I said, Lord, if you'd just save one of them up there in the Congress or Senate, honestly, honest to God, save them, put the Spirit in them, let them speak the truth, and let them know who Jesus is. I said, I believe it'll make a difference. He said, I saved Paul, didn't I? He said, was he not the chiefest one? And what'd they do to him? So I told the Lord, I said, I know you know what you're doing then. It ain't that God ain't trying to save them. It ain't that God ain't trying to save these people in the community. Because there's a balm out there that can heal every heart. There's a physician. There's a physician that can fix everything that we got. Every ailment that we got. Naturally, like I said, and spiritually. But we walk around a lot of times wounded. Wounded. And the only thing I want to ask you this day to do is really look at where we are, where I am, where you are, and see if we are carrying the wounds around. And if you are, let the balm fix it. Because I'm going to tell you, we're coming to a time we're going to need everybody exactly in the place that we're supposed to be. You might say, I don't think you need to be judging me. I ain't. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm probably the furthest away and the least amongst everybody here. And that's why I've got to examine myself. Because I'm going to tell you, Mount View Baptist Church, as a natural church too, needs you. We need you. And God's spiritual church, most of all, needs you. And not just here. The people on your jobs, that's where the sick people are. That's where some of the biggest wounds are. Have you ever talked to anybody and asked them at church, and they said, well, I'm not going to come because I'm going to tell you that preacher one time, he jumped all over me, or sister so-and-so said this, they tried to drag me here. They'll try to find every excuse in the world. Let's don't give them none. Let's don't give them none. Let's just let the wounds that we got be healed by the physician that can heal it. I appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the service. Appreciate the songs. Sometimes you get to a place you don't know what you ought to do and not do. But I just give away if anybody's got anything that they'd like to say or do.